Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and this show is brought to you by JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. Are you someone who has 10,000 hours of resume writing experience, or interview background, or experience evaluating LinkedIn profiles, or salary negotiation? If you aren't, you're not expert at job search, and that's where this site is designed to help you. JobSearchCoachingHQ.com is information from me and from others, all designed to help you find work. Plus, you're able to ask me questions, and we're building a community of people who will answer your calls for help as well. Again, Job Search Coaching HQ.
I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter.
I'm
referred to as the Big Game Hunter because I've been hunting down leaders and staff for organizations for 40-plus years. Some years ago on Saturday Night Live, John Lovitz played a character named Tommy Flanagan. And Tommy Flanagan was a guy who was a pathological liar. If you have a chance on YouTube, there's some videos there. But the tagline that John Lovitz used as the character was, yeah, that's the ticket. And every time he said that phrase, it just followed a lie. There are going to be times in your job search that you're going to be tempted to lie. And I want to discourage you from doing it. Just try to remember this reminder. You can get away with some lies for a while, but as is the case in your personal life, lies will be exposed and found out. And the problem with that is, as happened to someone that I'll tell you about in a minute, the problem really is one day you're going to be met by security at your desk and they're going to scorch you out with a few of your possessions and that'll be it. And you'll have to explain to people why you got fired. And you'll have to find another job on the heels of having been fired for lying. Some years ago, there was a person who was representing for a position in a bank who got hired, and he lied about whether or not he had a degree. The degree was not a requirement for the position. There was no reason to lie. I had told him that this was a firm that would do a copious background check, and yet he still felt compelled to lie. His first Friday of employment with this firm, he's met by security at his desk as he comes back from lunch and allowed to pack up a small box of his things and is escorted out of the building. Another instance, again, with another firm where I had warned someone about lying. I said, this is a firm that will meticulously go through your resume to try and find inconsistencies. That first Friday, he's met by the head of HR, has had a frank conversation with, he confesses to the lie. Again, he's escorted out of the door with his possessions in a box. He was out of work like the other gentleman for quite some time before he could land another position. Maybe that part wouldn't be your experience, but do you really want to test that? It's one thing to not be sure of a date on your resume or the exact salary you earned 15 years ago. It's another thing to exaggerate by $15,000 or $20,000 what your salary was a year ago. It's another thing to hide a date on your resume by extending forward or backward a date by a dramatic amount. I'll just simply say that if you're not sure about a date from a long period of time ago, or a salary from, I'll use an example, 10 years ago, next to that phrase on the application, just put the phrase, the expression approx, for approximately. And when asked about it, say, you know, I wasn't exactly sure and I didn't want you to think as though I was lying to you. So I'd rather just reveal to you that I'm not sure and put in the phrase approx so you have no concerns about me. That solves that issue. But to go out of your way and lie, you risk putting yourself and your family into a huge bind. And a firm has they can't not fire you. Why? Because I'll use an example from someone I knew some years ago who made this mistake. You know, he was working for a securities firm. again, was exposed for some lie he had told, and pleaded his case with him for staying on board. I'm going to paraphrase the language that was used, but suppose this individual had embezzled grandma's life savings, and a lawyer had found out that he'd been lied on the application. Number one is, do you think that firm would have lost the court case? Of course. They kept a liar on board. It's no wonder he embezzled grandma's life savings. If it was your grandma that was involved, would you have wanted this person fired and the firm fined? Of course. And then the third, which is a financial reason, I'm sure their liability insurance won't pay off if that employee is found to have lied. And they knew about it, and then they committed a crime. So just make it easy on yourself. It's one thing not to be sure. It's another thing to go out of your way to lie. Do you really want to risk losing your job after you're on board, settled in, and you've spent all this time working to find a job only to get fired because you were stupid enough, and I'm going to call you that, stupid enough to lie? So this is Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. I hope this video is never needed for you, but if you found it helpful, look down, please leave a comment, click the like button, let people know it was a useful video for you. I also want to encourage you to subscribe to my channel on YouTube, which is The Big Game Hunter TV, all one word, The Big Game Hunter TV, and you'll get notices whenever I do a new video for YouTube. In addition, I want to encourage you to come over to jeffaltman.com. Sign up for a complimentary subscription to my e-zine, which is called No BS Job Search Advice. I publish it weekly with advice for job hunters that's good anywhere in the world. It's a $499 value I give away for free. In addition, you can watch my videos there, read previous articles from the e-zine, and listen to podcasts of my radio show. There's lots of great content there, so come over to the site and go exploring. Plus, there are places that you can post your resume to, information about my coaching program where I work one-on-one with you, positions I'm recruiting for, information about my books and guides to job hunting, as well as other people's books, all of which can help you find work more quickly. So come over to jeffaltman.com and go exploring. Two more things. First of all, if we're not already connected on LinkedIn, send me a connection request at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. And finally, if your firm's trying to hire someone, send me an email at the address below. Let me know who to contact and whether or not I can mention your name. I'd love to help your firm staff positions. So this is Jeff Altman. Hope you have a great day. A great day. Take care.